Previously on Algoa FM.
25 minutes to one, over to Mtansani we go for today's segment of Algoa Cares. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Nosipiwo Nompumza, founder of the Katalia Foundation. Nosipiwo, wonderful to have you join us on the show.
Thank you for having me, Casey.
It's a pleasure. You are a psychology student running an NPO. Tell us about the NPO and why the need to get this NPO up and running in your region.
Okay. My community is underdeveloped, and it was not even my plan to open an NPO. Mm. I was just helping a house that had three children not going to school,
yeah.
And it had broken windows and not painted inside. It was just terrible. Even their grandmother could not hear and see properly. So I got our ward councillor to make sure that it's painted and getting the CART grant, SASSA grant for the children,
yeah.
So that they can go back to school. So it started like that. So people would come to me after that to ask for assistance. And I decided to make it registered. And the main thing that they're complaining about is the fact that many people that live here are people that have chronic diseases, and it's so far from the clinic to here, because we have no clinics, we have no hospitals. So that is how I started. Yeah.
Your hands are basically tied to a certain extent, and you need to, you know, dot the T's and cross the I's in order to get funding. You are assisting young and old. Tell us about some of your current projects.
Recently, I was doing a fund run for children and also collaborating with another foundation, which is Border Legend Foundation. They're focusing on sports athletics. So we're trying to get them into sports, the children, so that they can pursue sports, because in such environments where it's underdeveloped and so poor people around here, they get into drugs, and we're just trying to remove that, and also having talent shows that we host for them.
Yeah, now you got to keep the youngsters' minds active at the end of the day. How many people are you assisting at any given time? I believe you're running soup kitchens as well.
Yes, yes. Sometimes it depends on the day, because in our community, people come from afar to come and eat here. So sometimes I do get 300 to 400 people.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know. What are your needs, and do you receive any form of funding?
No, we do not have any funding. We just depend on food donations, and also we write emails to shops like ShopRite and other grocery stores that we get food donations from. Otherwise, we do not have any funding at all.
All right. So how can we get hold of you, Nosipiwo? Do you have a social media footprint, email address, etc.?
Yes. Very true. We have the Facebook page. It's the Katalia Foundation, and also there's a WhatsApp that I use for the foundation itself.
Okay.
So do I call out the number?
Yeah, you may. Go for it.
Okay. It's 067-271-8430.
So there we go. I'll go a country. If you need to assist, then the Katililani Foundation, the Katilia, my apologies, Foundation, mm-hmm. Feel free to go to our website as well, algoafm.co.za. We have their banking details up and running, and you can also WhatsApp Nosipiwo on 067-271-8430. Thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Casey.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.